This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Knowing all the biggest stories, you'll love the DJV podcast. Share the latest trending stories with your friends by checking out the DJV show on iTunes, Google Play, or wherever you get your favorite podcasts.
How do you do? Well, 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 one would hope. DJV time is 7 after the hour. I'm Doug Steffen along with Jennifer Horn and Kara Schilling here to put you into a good place. Put your head, your body, everything about you into a good place as Jennifer explores something fascinating for us.
Well, I don't know if this is great news, but definitely interesting news. And it comes from my home state of California. I always love to give you some trenders from the state.
Yes.
California made big news this month when we surpassed Britain, and reclaimed our economic marker as the fifth largest economy in the world. That's
wow.
Pretty big deal.
Big deal.
But it's in even with the back and forth between the government, very liberal government in California, and the Trump administration, the post-recession growth in the state of California is accelerating under the administration, and we even have a modest surplus right now. Now,
really?
There is a news story out, though, that isn't great news. Even though we are one of the most unequal in the whole country, we have billions of dollars invested in Silicon Valley. But we also have a lot of homelessness, and now it seems that California has what is being called the disappearing middle class. The wealth gap in California is growing in huge amounts, where the rich are getting very, very rich and the poor are getting poorer, and the middle class, who have some opportunity or option before them, are leaving the state and they're disappearing. And it's kind of an interesting conundrum to be in as someone who lives in the state, because you do see the very wealthy and the very poor, and you do hear the stories about people that I consider to be in the middle class along with me that are saying, we've got to get out of here. We've got to move to Texas. We have to move to Nevada. We have to move to Arizona. We need to move to Montana because we can't afford to live here. That's because renters in California pay on average $1,447 per month compared to the national average, which is $1,012.
Where can you find that place? I need
I know.
Where can you find that? In LA County.
That's the average. I mean, think about how much low-income housing there is and then how much people are paying. So $1,447 per month is the average. And it's $400 more than the national average, which is a story here. In 2015, more than 40% of Californians spent over 30% of their income on housing. Today, 29% of them spend half their earnings on housing. So there's nothing that's been changed. The median home value is $529,000. And that's more than double the national average, which is $239,000. And for the residents who can't afford rent or a mortgage, well, they're on the hook for the electricity rates. They're burdened by a lot of green initiatives and regulations, which cost more, and that grew 500% faster than the national average from 2011 to 2017. So it seems that what's going on in California could expand, because what happens here typically expands across the country, especially with the policies of our local government here in California. But it's a problem that's definitely on the minds of voters as we go to the polls in just a couple of weeks. How to get more housing inventory, how to make it more effective, and how to stop the flow of people out of the state. People are moving their small businesses out, so now you're really stuck with big corporations, and that's about it. It's very difficult to be a small organization, a small company in California, and the numbers are now reflecting all of that.
Yep. It's pretty discouraging. I sold the place I had in California, the last one. I've had four over the years. Been wintering in California in Los Angeles County since 1993. My children are there, so I go every winter. And last year it was frustrating because I couldn't find a place that really was in the budgetary ballpark. And this year it is more so, especially in the areas that I want to be. So it is crazy. And I'm not exactly a pauper. Nobody's going to ever have a benefit for me. things aren't as great as they, as wonderful as they were at one point, because this used to be a great business before the three big companies ruined it all. So, anyway, and none of them are headquartered there. So, yeah, so food for thought. Very interesting stats, Jennifer. While we're in California with you, thought it was interesting Elon Musk has announced this week the first tunnel under Los Angeles County scheduled to open to the public in December. Los Angeles residents shouldn't expect to zoom across town by tunnel, though, anytime soon. According to Musk, the first tunnel is almost done. He has 23 million followers, by the way. Did you know that on social media? He says
this tunnel... No, but that doesn't surprise me.
No. Says the tunnel opens December 10th with free rides for the public the following day. So he was asked if that would be in real time or Elon time, of reference to his pension for setting timelines and not meeting them. He said, I think it's real. When he makes any sort of pronouncement on Twitter, it gains massive attention. And if his is any indicator, it shouldn't be taken at face value. Last month, he settled fraud charges that were brought by the Securities and Exchange Commission over a tweet that claimed that he had secured funding to take his company private. So the value was going to be $420 a share. As part of the settlement, he agreed to step down as chairman of Tesla. In this case, the tunnel Musk is tweeting about is neither of the tunnels he wants to build. One under the west side, the other from Dodger Stadium to the city transit hub. It's the test tunnel that's been under construction starting on SpaceX property in Hawthorne. Where the heck is that? I don't even know where that
Hawthorne?
Is, Jennifer. Well, no, where the
South
SpaceX...
Bay?
Yeah, no,
oh,
I know where Hawthorne is. I don't know. So that tunnel is going... Where does it go, though?
I have no idea. I know that there. He was looking at under Hollywood. There are subway tunnels there. He was looking at Dodger Stadium. I've heard about that, but I didn't hear about this hub.
The test tunnel speed limit is 155 miles.
Well, at least there are rules underground.
Wow.
That's pretty
funny.
Can
you imagine? Going 155 miles an hour in a tunnel? His company, by the way,
know.
Is
There's a whole lot.
The Boring Tunnel.
The Boring Group, yeah, they're doing a lot. He's been in a lot of trouble lately. He uses that social media platform like Roseanne when he's high on Ambien. He gets himself into some trouble, and he's been fined for it. He's lost some control in his companies, but he's a smart guy, and I guess if he can do it, I support it. There's nothing wrong with the private industry trying to solve the problems that the government
Not has. At all. No, I would laud him for that, actually.
Mm-hmm.
Here's another Southern California story. University of Southern California, Jennifer, says it'll pay $215 million to settle claims of sexual abuse and harassment by the school gynecologist.
That's a big
Lawyers
story.
For hundreds of the accusers say it's not enough. So what are they? There are 500, my God, I didn't realize the number was this high, 500 current and former students made accusations against a fellow named, was it Tyndall? Is that his name?
I think that's right.
Yeah, I believe so.
Yeah. He routinely made crude comments, took inappropriate photos, forced them to strip naked and grope them under the guise of medical treatment. Great. He was the staff gynecologist, retired last year after an investigation concluded there was evidence that he sexually harassed students. The proposed settlement applies to a pending federal class action lawsuit that involves a fraction of the accusers. The attorneys representing 300 victims say they're strongly advising their clients against joining the federal action so they can continue their fight in state court. The only number in this case, $2,500, won't even get you a 50-yard line seat at USC football games, let alone compensate you for being sexually assaulted. That's from the lawyer who is the representative for 180 accusers. And, of course, Gloria Allred's in on this. She represents 36 of the women. Yeah. She's the one actually who accused him. Said the amount of money under the proposal is way too minimal. Money from this is going to come out of the state budget, though, right? Isn't the taxpayer going to pay for this?
Absolutely. Yep.
What the hell?
That's the other part of the rub that people are so upset about.
Yeah.
Well, that's what's frustrating is you keep these doctors there for all this time, and then he retires because he's finally been accused or finally been found guilty. I'm sure that all of these women, or at least some of them, have been telling these stories for years. And as we've seen at all of these different schools, people tell their coaches, people tell their therapists, people tell people in charge, and then no one does anything. And then the people have to end up paying for it because he's assaulted 500 different women.
Same thing happened at Penn State, though. You're right. The taxpayer paid for all that outrage.
This is women's, like, worst nightmare. Going to the doctor is already awkward enough, or it's definitely uncomfortable. And then you go and you have a doctor who is supposed to be taking care of you and instead films you or gropes you or does disgusting stuff. I mean, no
Sick
wonder
bastard.
People don't
in
trust
your most
doctors.
Vulnerable
yeah.
moment. No one feels good at the gynecologist when you're sitting there in a paper gown and totally exposed.
Oof. This guy should be hung out to dry. Why is he still walking around the streets? This is an example of somebody who ought to be in jail.
Protected.
It's outrageous. Unreal and outrageous. Okay, 16 and change past the hour. You're listening to the DJV radio program.
So here's a story you might relate to. I used to post to job boards, only to end up with hundreds of resumes to sort through.
It took weeks to go through all of those resumes.
Just to find a handful of people
who were right for my job.
It was overwhelming. That old process was
not smart. I mean, it's not easy to find a
network architect,
financial analyst,
childcare assistant.
But then I went to ZipRecruiter. They figured out hiring.
ZipRecruiter did the work for me. Their powerful matching technology scans thousands of resumes to identify people with the right skills, education, and experience for my job.
And actively invited them to apply.
So I could hire qualified candidates fast. Smart.
See why ZipRecruiter is rated number one by employers in the U.S. Try ZipRecruiter now for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. Once again, ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter. The smartest way to hire. Based on Trustpilot rating of hiring sites with over 1,000 reviews.
Admit it, you probably want to eat in a more healthy fashion, but getting enough organic fruits and vegetables into your diet every day can be very hard to do. That's why I'm very excited to introduce you to Texas Superfood. Texas Superfood has created a blend of the best USDA organic vine-ripened fruits and vegetables, all in a convenient capsule or powder form. Dr. Dennis Black invented Texas Superfood over 20 years ago with one goal in mind, to help you get the all-natural nutrition you need and deserve. Texas Superfood Complete Organic makes eating healthy easy. Personally, I love knowing that every time I take Texas Superfood, I'm getting 55 naturally grown raw fruits and vegetables. So go to TexasSuperfood.com/Doug to see their full line of quality nutritional products. That's TexasSuperfood.com/Doug, or you can call them at 855-TEXAS-55, TexasSuperfoods.com/Doug.
As a small business owner, you make every dollar count. So what could you do with $10? Go to Vistaprint.com today and you'll get 500 high-quality custom business cards for only $9.99. That's less than 2 cents per card. And at Vistaprint, your satisfaction is absolutely guaranteed. So it's never been easier to turn 500 strangers into connections. Just visit Vistaprint.com and use promo code 1313 at checkout. That's Vistaprint.com, promo code 1313.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
Would you like to have a very good memory? You have memories, but I'm talking about memory, the memory part of your memory. You know what I mean? The memory. Do you have good memories, or do you have the ability to remember your good memories? If you do not, or if you're thinking, things have been slipping lately, I might recommend Prevagen, something that I've been taking for a long time. I originally talked about Prevagen on the air, I don't know, 5-6 years ago. And what attracted me to it is that I was getting a little bit older. I know I've stopped. but there were times, Jennifer will be happy to tell you, that I forgot a few things here and there. We are losing proteins that support our brain as you get older, and Prevagen takes care of that. Prevagen improves your memory. It's a dietary supplement that's been clinically shown to help with mild memory problems associated with getting older. Contains a safe, uniquely important product, or I guess not a product necessarily, but the ingredient that supports brain function big time. So try Prevagen. That would be my recommendation. You can find it online, Prevagen.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
It's a quarter after one. I'm all alone and I need you now. Said I wouldn't call, but I lost all control and I need you now. And I don't know how I can do without. I just need you now.
Lady Antebellum. Kicking off their first ever Las Vegas residency, titled Our Kind of Vegas. It's going to be in February of next year, Jen. 15-date run taking place at the Palms Casino Resort, the Pearl Concert Theater. First time a country act has ever... And you're looking
I'm
at
looking
the...
at this residency right now because I just got an email moments ago saying,
yes.
Buy your tickets, get in on it, come on.
Really? Huh. So what is there about the Las Vegas residencies in general, but what would attract other than money? Is it that this is...
Well, I've seen a couple of them. I've seen Britney and I've seen the Backstreet Boys and I've seen Celine Dion. And, and actually Brooks and Dunn and Reba, they can be considered a residency, too. And what's good is that the elements of the show, because they're doing it night after night after night after night, are very consistent. They're able to do more costume changes, more intricate routines. So the performance aspect, I think, gets better because they're not on a new stage every single night dealing with the challenges. And I think Vegas specifically is trying to turn itself into kind of an on-the-ground cruise ship where people can come and they have access to great dining options and then they have access to all of these.
So you think this was, is this the concept the city put together?
I think it's a concept that was put together by Caesar's Palace. I think Celine Dion was the groundbreaker in all of this.
Yeah.
But certainly it's exploded in popularity where all the hotels, now that they have some money, want to do the same thing.
Yeah. Well, they like, apparently, Lady Antebellum likes Las Vegas. They say it's a special place for us. And so we're going to make this our second home, bringing along some of our friends from Nashville, creating a show unlike we've ever been able to put together before. So if you're interested in the Lady Antebellum residency in Las Vegas, tickets go on sale a week from Friday, November 2nd at 10 o'clock Pacific time. All right? the Lady Antebellum story. Meanwhile, as long as we're in the country world, solo artists and duos and trios and one-of-a-kind collaborations on tap at the upcoming 52nd Annual CMA Awards. A new slate of performers was announced this week. Three-time CMA winner Dierks Bentley teaming up with reigning vocal duo of the year Brothers Osborne, while Florida Georgia Line will take the stage with pop star B.B. Rexha. Don't know anything about her. What's her story, Jennifer?
That's a good question for Kara.
B.B. Rexha?
Well, we've talked about her a bunch
like
on this show because of this song, actually. She's like, this song has been at the top of the country charts longer than any other song. And because she's on it, she has now beat other country superstars like Faith Hill and Carrie Underwood. And she's not even a country singer, which is pretty cool.
Shows you how country is sort of blending into the pop world. Two-time CMA Award nominees Pistol Annies, which is Miranda Lambert, Ashley Monroe, and Angelina Presley.
Yeah, they're a fun little girl band. Yep.
Yeah? You like them, do you?
Yeah, they have an interesting sound. Definitely they add bluegrass and some soul. It's kind of a nice blend, and it's a little different than what Miranda does on her own.
Yeah. Nominees for Male and Female Vocalist of the Year, Thomas Redd and Casey Musgraves, have also been added to the lineup. They join recently announced performers Kelsey Ballerini, Luke Bryan, Kenny Chesney, Dan and Shay, Old Dominion, Carrie Underwood, and Keith Urban, all on the stage for the 11th consecutive year. Brad Paisley and Carrie Underwood will be the hosts. They'll be live from Nashville at Bridgestone Arena on Wednesday, the 14th of November, on ABC at 8 o'clock. There's so many of these, I can't even distinguish one from another.
I know.
All these
especially in the country world, there are a lot of awards.
Silly.
And things.
2 minutes. Silly.
Hey, if you don't reward yourself, no one else is going to do it.
I guess that's it. Hip, hip, hooray for the country artists.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Here is what one satisfied customer had to say about Heart and Body Extract regarding his angina pain.
I haven't had an angina pain since I've been on it. The Heart Body Extract is just so great. I thank God that I was led to this product that's doing so much for me and that can do so much for other people.
Call to order your 2 month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
It is a troubling time, isn't it?
That's one of the recipients of at least a half dozen suspicious and apparently potentially explosive packages that have been sent while the FBI tries to find out who the sender is. Hillary Clinton, one of those targets, was speaking in Florida yesterday.
It's a time of deep divisions, and we have to do everything we can to bring our country together.
Other intended recipients, including former President Obama, Congresswoman Maxine Waters, and CNN in New York. A federal judge stopping the Trump administration's efforts to withhold funding to sanctuary cities yesterday, saying that it's unconstitutional for the executive branch to withhold funds through an executive order. And this is USA Radio News.
Experience Dell Cinema technology on the Dell XPS 13, the laptop for people who never say no to one more episode.
Hi there, I'm calling about my dinner reservation at 7. Yeah, I'm not going to make that.
With lifelike color, brilliant sound clarity, and uninterrupted streaming, Dell Cinema technology on the Dell XPS 13 with an 8th-gen Intel Core i7 processor makes whatever you love to watch even better. To learn more, call 800-BY-DELL. That's 800-BY-DELL.
How's that kitchen remodel coming along?
I haven't found a reliable contractor and have no idea where to start.
What about HomeAdvisor?
Home what?
HomeAdvisor. They match you to pre-screened and top-rated pros for any kind of home project. You can even check pricing and book appointments online.
What's the catch?
No catch. HomeAdvisor is completely free to use.
Really? I'll check it out.
Go to HomeAdvisor.com or download the free app. HomeAdvisor.
I'm David Hall, founder of Diamond Gusset, where we're proud of our 100% grown and sewn American-made jeans. Whether you're out for dinner, working on the farm, or on the road, Diamond Gusset Jeans offers a full spectrum of styles and sizes for any occasion. To find yours, visit gusset.com. That's G-U-S-S-E-T.com. Our loyal customers enable us to continue sponsoring Liberty Media outlets like the one you're listening to. In Liberty, David Hall, Diamond Gusset Jean Company.
Hi, I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, AAEM, ACAM, A4M, of NutraMedical.com, and a consultant providing email advice free on advanced protocols for your optimized wellness and advanced technologies to heal and regenerate you. You can contact us at NutraMedical.com, that's NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. You get free email starter protocols of our top medical-grade nutraceuticals, initial testing, and recommendations for your own primary doctor to do, as well as recommendations to give you an idea of a consultation and a full protocol to try to help you regenerate your tissues, heal naturally without the use of toxic polypharmacy. I can send test kits to you as well anywhere in the world and provide you recommendations for referral of specialty clinics worldwide. So contact me, Dr. Bill Deagle, at NutraMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com or 888-212-8871.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Sandy and Doug, traveling right back into your mind through your ear. This is the DJV Show. I'm Doug Steffen with Jennifer Horn and Kara Schillen. Victoria is out because she has bad bronchitis. Let's get to some people in the news, shall we? Jennifer, Jamie Lee Curtis, who is the star of this Halloween, not the one that's out now, just this one, but she's been in, what, three or four of them, I think? Or more?
She was in the original, I think, wasn't she? And I don't
yeah,
know how
she
many
was.
Total. Mm-hmm.
But I think she's been in more than one. Anyway, she's touring and promoting the movie, as you can imagine. She was interviewed by People Magazine, and she talks with the writer about a dark period in her life that she says she's lucky to have survived. She had an addiction, and it was secret, sort of.
addiction to opiates that began in the late 80s. The article reads, quote, I was ahead of the curve on the opiate epidemic. I had a 10-year run, stealing, conniving, nobody knew, no one. She adds that she has a long family history of addiction. Her father, who was the actor Tony Curtis, abused alcohol, cocaine, and heroin. Her half-brother, Nicholas Curtis, died from a heroin overdose in 1994. She says that she was prescribed opiates for the first time in 1989 after some plastic surgery for her puffy eyes. She spent the next decade getting painkillers any way that she could. That's how powerful this is, my
anecdote.
Isn't it
amazing how many stories you hear like this, and you never know that they're going through it until they admit to it?
They admit to it. She stole pills from friends, family, her older brother, her older sister. The sister was the first person to find out about her addiction back in 98. She attended her first recovery meeting in February of 99. She told her husband of 33 years, actor-director Christopher Guest, about her addiction the day she went in for a recovery meeting. They had two children. Now Annie is 31 and her son Tom is 22. She said, I'm breaking the cycle that has basically destroyed the lives of generations in my family. Getting sober remains my single greatest accomplishment. Curtis has been sober now for 20 years, says she continues to attend meetings, offering help to others who are struggling with addiction. You know what I find intriguing here is that nobody, because she's a very well-known, very famous actress, and nobody outed her from these meetings. I think that speaks wonders for the efficacy of these sorts of meetings.
Yeah, they're pretty legit. I mean, when people show up, they actually take that seriously. There are a lot of people who might, especially you might say, oh, guess who was in my meeting today? And you might just tell friends and family, but I don't think people really want to out somebody.
No.
I don't know. I think it speaks to the seriousness of what people are going through.
I agree. Megyn Kelly, another person in the news, spending time on her NBC program tearfully apologizing for defending blackface. Does this ever stop? She's so bizarre.
She is, but you know what? I'm not a Megyn Kelly fan.
No.
But what I'll tell you is we're in a point in society where if you say something that's outside of the norm, people try to make you lose your job. They try to take you down.
You're right.
Because they don't like you. And what I heard her, I listened back to her comments on the local show that I do, and what she said was definitely not premeditated. You can sort of just hear it spill out of her mouth. And they were talking about it. They were talking about a woman who was on The Real Housewives, I think, of New York. And I guess she was going as Diana Ross for Halloween. And she darkened her face in order to do that. And so Megyn Kelly was talking about that with her panel, all white panel. And she said, why is that a bad deal? I mean, if you like someone and you're not making fun of them, why is it a big deal to do that? Why are we so sensitive about it? And, you know, it gets you thinking. We are awfully sensitive about it. At this point, we should probably just cancel Halloween because everybody has a problem. You can't be an Indian. You can't be a geisha girl. You can't be a sumo wrestler. You can't be all these, you know, it's like all the stupid things that people go to. Are you going to be a goldfish? Does that offend goldfish because they have memory problems? I mean, I understand the historical significance and context of blackface, and it is not a pretty time in our culture. It's not anything that we should celebrate. But if someone on The Real Housewives of New York who likes Diana Ross is admiring Diana Ross, not goofing on Diana Ross, and likes her so much she wants to look like her, is that an insult?
What's
is that
wrong
racist?
With that?
I think Megyn Kelly was kind of going in that direction. Mm. And people absolutely smacked her down. She even lost her agent, CAA, her agency dropped her. She had to sit there and look like a ding-dong on television crying to apologize about it. Mm-hmm. We need to take a step back. And if someone says something stupid, do the right thing and use it as a teachable moment instead of just pouncing.
And give them forgive and let's move
better.
On.
I do think that you can dress up, just kind of the other perspective, I think that you can dress up in a costume, but I think it's the adding the racial part. Like, you can dress up like Diana Ross with the hair and the dress, and that's kind of part of the costume, but I think adding the skin color is what makes it offensive to people, because your skin is not a costume. It's kind of the clothes that you wear on top. So it's like, if you're a geisha girl and then you paint your skin to look more Asian, or you paint your skin to look darker like a Native American. That's, am I making sense? That's not part of the
question. Why are people offended by that, though? Why would somebody who had a yellow skin tone be offended by someone who wanted to?
Well, geisha girls typically paint their face white, and so you always see like the white powder, kind of like you know, the cakey white powder that they wear as part of that costume.
But if they're not trying to be offensive, why do people take it as an offense?
I think that people don't like their skin color to be used as a costume. I don't know how to, I'm trying to figure out the best way to explain. I think it's just the costumey part of it that seems offensive. Even if you don't mean, even if you admire Diana Ross, I think it's that saying, okay, you're a black person, and making that part of the costume. Because it's not, because it's someone's real life and it's something that they have to deal with real life issues about. I don't know. But I also think, I wish that I was better at explaining this, because in my head I understand.
What you're saying. You're saying it's like a costume, and I understand that. I guess it just, it's more of a big deal not to do that, because the truth is that my skin is whitish, and that Diana Ross's skin is whitish. Darkish. And if you're wanting to look like her, is it more of, I don't know. Is it more offensive
turn it
to
around.
Be white Diana
let's
Ross?
Say,
because I don't know.
All right, let's say there's a black person who likes Jennifer and wants to dress up as Jennifer for Halloween and puts white chalk all over his or her face. Is that offensive to you, Jennifer? Would you be offended by that?
I think it would sure look bizarre.
Well, it would look bizarre.
Well, the movie White Chicks. That was what the whole movie was about, was Damon Wayans and who was the brother? Damon, whatever. But they did the whole movie in whiteface because they wanted to be white girls, white chicks, making fun of white women.
I don't know. It's a hard line to walk, but I don't think that we will ever move past all of the terrible things that happened in our history. I think
no
that
question about that. But does
that
every time somebody does something represent all of the horrors of the past? If somebody does something like that, does that represent all of the horrors of the past? I think that's a stretch.
I don't know. I think it was just kind of the way that she said it. I didn't watch the whole interview. It was one of those things, and maybe you can say, Jennifer, since you did watch it, if she had said, oh, when I was a kid, blackface was okay. And I think that's kind of the issue that's what people take issue with, the whole idea of, oh, when I was a kid, it was okay. Most of the time, it wasn't actually okay with anyone else. It's just okay with
you. Was accepted.
Yeah, it's accepted. You know, like, people have done terrible things for a long time, and, you know, people thought it was okay, but it didn't actually mean it was okay. It didn't mean it was socially acceptable.
Didn't last week we talk about some state that just approved legislation that makes lynching black people illegal? Didn't we talk about that just last week?
Yeah, it was some state in the South. I can't remember which one it was.
Okay.
But
yeah. All right. Okay. 43 past the hour. Good conversation. Thank you, ladies, on the DJV Show.
Hi, I'm Danny Lifford with Today's Homeowner, giving you a few tips in being able to have a safer and healthier home. And one thing you can do for both of those, as well as making your home a little more energy efficient, is to add insulation in your attic. We're using a mineral wool insulation from Rockwool that I've used a lot over the years because it's mildew resistant, extremely easy to install, and also it's very fire resistant. It may give your family a little extra time to get out of the house in the unfortunate situation of a fire. We're also trying to improve our indoor air quality by making sure all of our exhaust fans go all the way to the outside, and actually enhancing the experience a little bit by installing an MP3 player that's part of the Braun Sensonic brand. Really cool to have that music while you're in the shower. And video surveillance cameras from Carrier, the core system, are so easy to install. Put them on the shelf and plug them in. More information available for you at todayshomeowner.com.
What's on your mind right now? Is it, do I really want this donut?
Yes, you want that donut, and you want a muffin too.
Now that I've mentioned donuts and muffins, I'm sure you're thinking about your body, specifically your stomach. Are there a few pounds that you wish you could lose? Maybe some inches? At Calitran, we believe there is no right or wrong way to look. We desire to help everyone see the most beautiful version of themselves.
Hi, my name is Ann, and I've lost about 30 pounds, and it makes me sleep wonderful at night.
My name is Jason. I've lost over 40 pounds using Calitran. It's helped me maintain my weight loss over a long period of time.
Not only is Calitran proven to help people reach their weight loss and health goals, but with every purchase, you receive exclusive access to a team of healthcare professionals, coaches, and nutritionists to support you every step of the way. So stop letting your mind bully your body. Visit us on the web at toploss.com. Or call
call us at 1-833-TOP-LOSS. After all, your body loves you, so love it back.
Would you like to leave a lasting impression? Studies have proven that a smile is a person's most unforgettable asset. I have the perfect risk-free solution that will have you on your way to a more confident you. Power Swabs, world's most advanced teeth whitening system, transforms your smile in as little as 5 minutes. Yep, 5 minutes. After only using Power Swabs once, I was instantly amazed by the results, and now I wouldn't use anything else. Power Swabs, super fast, easy, and approved by hygienists everywhere. Get Power Swabs at 800-208-1797. Here's the DJV code that sells you 50% off the retail price. Not available in stores. Just call 800-208-1797. Call now for your Power Swabs. Get the deal, 800-208-1797.
Combat's over, but war doesn't end. When wounded veterans come home, that's when the fight begins at the Independence Fund. We fight for heroes like Aaron and Kat so they can start a family, navigate a house, get physical therapy, and play adaptive sports. We help veterans and their families win back their independence so their fight can end when ours begins.
Be a hero for a hero. Learn more at independencefund.org.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
If you need health advice, check out our new DJV Health News at djvshow.com. Health advice extraordinary. Health advice and information. Any health question you have, go to DJV Health News at djvshow.com. Actually, you can go to djvhealthnews.com. As far as that's concerned, find it easily that way, djbhealthnews.com. Here's the story of Julie Morgan. You're going to like this story, Jennifer. She and her husband, Rich, live in Battle Creek, Michigan. Used to go to Steve's Pizza for dinner every time they got paid, every other week on Friday. 25 years ago, that was 25 years ago. To celebrate her birthday this year, the couple, now living in Indianapolis, wanted to take a trip to their favorite pizza place up in Battle Creek. Instead, they ended up in the ER, where Rich Morgan was told his cancer had worsened and that he had weeks to live. He was placed in hospice care. Steve's Pizza doesn't deliver, but when a manager at the store heard the story, he decided to take two pizzas to them himself, 225 miles away.
Oh, my gosh.
I can't possibly describe how delicious this pizza is, but several moves and all these years later, it's still the gold standard, and we've never found a better pizza, Julie Morgan wrote on Facebook. When her dad, Dave, found out about their birthday plan and how Rich's sudden diagnosis had dashed it, he called Steve's Pizza, hoping they might send a note to the couple. On the other end of the line was Dalton Schaefer, the 18-year-old grandson of Steve, the original owner of the pizzeria. He told the father, David, that it was the end of the night. As soon as the store was closed, he'd head to the house with their two favorite pizzas. I said, wait a minute, do you understand? I'm in Indianapolis. I'm not next door. And the fellow said, yeah, it's about 3.5-hour drive. He didn't have to think twice about it. Got on the highway, didn't tell anybody, and he brought the pizzas to this family. Isn't that a, I mean,
that's
my
amazing.
God.
Good for him.
What a wonderful story. Good, yeah, good for him. I'm sorry about the reality with Rich Morgan.
If you've lost hope for 18-year-olds and millennials, that will definitely restore your faith.
And you're right about that, Kara. I haven't lost hope. I'm always hopeful about the next generation coming along. Sometimes the choices are worth consideration a little bit, but that's a good kid, and that's a good story. Good for him. Yep, congratulations. 10 before the hour here on the DJV program.
Pain in
and my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course, Sunny Bay heating pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99, and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Funny show when the comedic the entrails of a show are actually funny. You know, the comedies that are around today are not really very funny. The Golden Girls was funny, and their legacy lives on. I'm going to do some food news today because Dr. Ken's not around, so I thought I'd bring you up to date on a few food items, including all the discussion about the Golden Girls at the breakfast table. This show has not been on the air, Kara, since 1992. But now...
And yet somehow it's always on TV when I
Well, it's in syndication. Very popular. Yeah, exactly. So anyway, there's new merchandise that's coming, including a cookbook that's dedicated to Blanche, Dorothy, Sophia, and Rose. There's also backpacks that have their pictures on them. So now you're happy, maybe, to hear that there's... you can start the day with a collection of Golden Girls cereals. Right? The Golden Girls cereal is out now at Target stores around the country. sold only there or on Amazon. It's on Amazon for $99 a box.
Luckily, you can get it a little cheaper for $8 at Target, which honestly still seems a little
steep. That's kind of steep. What do you pay? I don't buy cereal anymore. What is a box of cereal? $3 or $4?
I think so. I don't buy it a ton either, but $3, $4, I guess. Apparently, the cereal is not actually golden, which is kind of surprising. It's multigrain, so I'm assuming it's kind of brown. But you can get one of the four golden girls in the box. I guess.
Yep.
I guess it's a little doll or something. So.
Yeah.
Pretty exciting.
$8 at Target. There you go. The Golden Girls cereal. Just when I heard that it was on Amazon, somebody bought it and they put it up on Amazon. They obviously went to Target, bought it, put it up on Amazon.
Whoever bought it for $99 is feeling real stupid now.
Well, yeah, probably. But as P.T. Barnum says, there's a sucker born every minute. There you go. You'll be happy to hear if you love Oreos that they are expanding. Their family is getting bigger. After weeks of speculation, Oreo confirmed this week the new Most Stuff cookie will contain even more cream filling than a Double Stuff Oreo, and it'll be hitting supermarket shelves next January. The Most Stuff Oreos will be more than three times the cream found in the original classic Oreo cookie. It appears Oreo makers are onto something, with a response to the announcement on social media, overwhelmingly positive comments for a bigger, stuffier Oreo cookie. All right, good for them. There's an interesting thing developing in Denmark this week. The country's legislative body has proposed labeling food according to its effect on climate change, which I find fascinating. Everybody's getting into the Climate Change Act, including the government of Denmark, and the climate change, the indicators will be how much fuel it's taken to grow a particular food, how much you feed the water to the animals, like, the controversy here about how much water is being fed to beefers, and then how much water does it take to grow the vegetables, and how much does it take to grow apples or anything else. So that's what Denmark is going to. Apparently, they're going to label food that way, but they're also going to tax it according to its effect on climate change. Now, that seems like a stretch to me, but wow. Scandinavia's famous for stuff like that. Speaking of famous, this segment of the DJV program brought to you by Texas Superfood Complete Organic. Speaking about vegetables, Texas Superfood Complete Organic capsules that are loaded with 55 naturally grown raw fruits and vegetables that are picked just for you, no toxic chemicals at all. This is the only organic complete multivitamin that you can find, and it's so fabulous when it comes to enhancing your immune system. I'm on these things, and I take a couple of them when I'm on the air with my Life Change tea. Also, with this product, digestive enzymes and probiotics come in a little container. Put that in your power drink, and you are all set for the day. Texas Superfood Complete Organic. You'll feel good about taking it. Go to TexasSuperfood.com/Doug and get their full line of quality nutritional products. Especially start with this Texas Superfood Complete Organic. Go to TexasSuperfood.com/...
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203. Broadcasting to over 1,000 radio stations, GCN programming is in all of the largest markets. A GCN advertising career could be the business opportunity you've been waiting for. Companies need hardworking representatives just like you to handle their needs, while you earn residual income which can last for years. Companies are buying and they need you. Email advertise at gcnlive.com or call 877-996-4327. That's 877-996-4327.